Shusavi Mori. This morning, Parshas Hazria, we start off with the kriya of Bris Milo, of Shlomo Baldi, in the Sefer Das Shlomo. We point out one of the uniqueness of a Bris Milo from the Gemara Menachos and that from Gimel Beis. The Gemara brings down Chavivin Yisrael Sevivam Akash Baruch B'Mitzvahs. Chav is Klai Yisrael that we're surrounded by mitzvahs. We have tefillin on our head, we have tefillin on our arms, we have tzitzit on a godim, we have mezuzah on a Pesach. And that, upon that, said Dovah Melech, Sheva b'yoyim ilosecha, abish pleitzit kecha. He said, Shrach b'yoyim ilosecha, abish pleitzit kecha. We were surrounded by Zayim mitzvahs. We went, Dovah Melech went to the Beis HaMerchatz. He saw we're still there, Orim b'mitzvahs. He took all of his tefillin, he took all of his tzitzis. A Beis HaMerchatz does not have a mezuzah over there. And the Maisa, he was despondent, he was sad. Where the Maisa is his mitzvahs. Then he saw Kibush Niska b'milo. So Mila b'sara, the idea of Mila, the Siyai Shudaitoi, and afterwards he went out to Ted Shiro, and he created the Zemer, the Matzech al Shminis, Mizmula David. Because of that, he saw that he's not Orma Mitzvahs, he had them Bismila ingrained inside of him. Therefore, the concept of a Bismila, a uniqueness that Bismila has, he's always with him. The question is, what exactly bothered David HaMelech? That he's Orim. It's a mokum that's not to go to have any mitzvahs. It's a mokum not to have mezuzah. What was in the essence that was bothering him? So, one way to explain, again, Shlomo Baldi, he wants to explain with his side, that Be'etzem, what is a yid? What's the mohus of a yid? You can say it's the actions that we do, it's the tzitzel that we do, it's a tefillin, it's a tzitzis. And then when we don't have these things, we don't have these things, we feel chesaron. Therefore, the mafriya upon him is, what are we? He came, he saw, it's not just the external. It's the essence of a yid. It's ingrained. It's a chesima put upon a person. That's our metzias over here. That's who we are. Oh, shai shudaitoi, to lamtech al shminis. The idea over here that this is who we are. This is a known chakiro, by the briskers, botam beis alevi. What's he said of a bris milo? Is it the maisa milo? We're having the meal is the mitzvah. The bringing down from David HaMelech, this one the writers like bringing down. The maisa meal, that's the essence of the mitzvah, is to have the meal upon you. Lav dafka just doing the mitzvah over here. So, in the Sefer of Olbi in English, that's written by Yitzhak Kaplan. So, Bez Hashem, when Chelek Gimel comes out, first two Chelekim came out, the third Chelek ties into Bein Hazmanim. People think Bein Hazmanim is where hours that were free, that were off. We take all the shackles, take all our mitzvahs, don't do certain things. That's not who we are. But Bismillah tells us it's always with you. What is a ben charei mishal isig v'torah? There is no concept, we're off now. We're not meshuvah now. We're always here. This is our mitzvah, this is our essence. The shalom, the sector shuas, being down, people have a lotion, zman and ben zmanim. So the shalom, le yiskar, le yipoke. Shame ben azmanim. Don't mention, do not say this word shame ben azmanim. Whoever says it, ya'akim min oilam. Ya'akim min oilam. There's no concept ben azmanim. We, a yid, you're always on duty. You're always here, you're always responsible. So what is ben azmanim? And we say that terminology. Amila tells us that's not who we are. This is our essence, our metzias. So, the idea of ben azmanim is a time to relax and rejuvenate. And to build for the future. It's not time to relax. This is our main point, is a vacation. It's a means towards an end. And it may be to focus on three different avenues. The mission of it says, what's a yid? Al Torah, Val Voidah, Val Gnil Chasodim. Take all three. Bein Hazmanim, come along, we have to learn Torah. Anyone who's here right now is Machshav Torah. That's bullshit. We're not here, it's this install thing. Install, you would have left already. Anyone here is Machshav Torah. To be Machshav Torah, of that we learn, question how much. Rav Strombach and Shubitz van Hogus and Chelik Beis has an interesting tshuva that he brings down that someone asked the Chaznish, Ben Hazmanim, can you learn less? He said, of course you learn less. So how much less? Learn like a balabos. So he asked the Chaznish, so okay, how much does the balabos learn? He said, let's take out the Rambam. Take out the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Allah, Yud Beis, Nilchas Talmud Torah. Over there it says, a balabos has 12 hours a day, 3 hours he works, 9 hours he learns. So, Ben Hazmanim, you're like a bad boss, only 9 hours. So it's brought down over there that this person said, during this man I don't learn 9 hours. And the Chadash was, it was spoiled. Can't sign? How could that be? Fine. The Maisa, a letter that was signed by the Rosh Hashivas, it started from the Moshe Shavoy, but the Rosh Hashivas signed a letter in 1972, how much is everyone should learn Ben Esmanim, signed by Rav Shach, and Rav Chaim Shmulevitz from the Mir, and Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Chavroni from the Chevron, and the Stifler, all signed a letter that Ben Esmanim, we learn 4 hours a day. First day, in America, go to America, the Shivas go to Chaim Blinder, first day, Ben Esmanim, Pesach was jam-packed. Love that for Chaim Blinders. But the people go from Eretzville, go to America, and they tell me Lakewood's full and not into Lakewood. They tell me all the Shiva's first Seder are full. In the mirror over here, the Maisa most people leave, but there is Seder in the Shiva's mirror. Camp mirror is only the afternoon and night. They tell me Sukkot's over here, first Seder, the Maisa's full. That means everyone puts in their first Seder. Now you can tell me first Seder allowed after 9:30, you can come in 10 instead, even though this month we start 9:30, of course. But fine. But till Mincha. But Avada, anyone who understands the Kam Ben Esmanim is not Ru'or. Avada we have to learn. There's an idea of being Kvei Itin LaTorah, once a morning, once a night. They say during the Zman, why don't the Bnei Torah do that? They point out, Kvei Itin meaning when you're working, you have to be Kvei Itin. Person learning all day, there's no idea of Kvei Itin. But Ben Esmanim, if you're not learning all day, Avada you have to be Kvei Itin. In the morning, you have first Seder. At night, you have to pick something to learn to be Kvei Itin. That's a locha. Shogunach is being done with Eshmer Vav, but the Evadu, Kriyashma, but the Vadu we do, Machatkhila, can be created once a morning and once a night. And the Hogar seems to be, again, the idea is we learn first Seder. That's the Hogar. Now I've learned, to learn first Seder, go tell that to your wife, is not that simple. And if you do not get a Chavusa, you'll always find something to do the next day, or someone will find something for you to go do, whether it's your wife or your in laws, your kids, or finally to go do something. You have to make a Kriyas, you have to make a Seder. Rabbi Finkel, Mashkiach of the Mir Zatzal, I once heard him say, Ashvach, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, they say every night, that Kodesh Baruch Hu himself, by Mayrav, the Mesadras Kechavim, he gives order to Kechavim, to the stars. That's the Ashvach, he gives order to the stars. He says, a Yid has to have a Seder. You have to Mesudar. We have to make sure we're organized, there are things set up over here. You have to have a Chavrusa for a Seder, I mean, what to learn? We can do Chazara. I think no one finished over here. Golo, there's a lot to chazar on, and it's a better, and there's possible follow. And if you don't do chazar now, sometimes it's chaval on the past things that we learned, and you're losing out. Not to chazar in 6 months, in a year or 2 years. This is the time. If you want, fine, you can be a that good for the Lala Seidah, but you gotta learn. I mean, that's the first you said over here, Al Torah. Fine, like a balabos. They say today, 4 hours, first Seidah. You gotta put on the first Seidah. And your wife will respect you for it, and your in-laws will respect you for it, and that's accepted, and that's how it's, no one will have any times if you have a chavrusa, you go every single day. I've seen around, you get a chavrusa, everyone accepts that. I mean, even when they want to go on trips and places, till they roll out, everyone knows, be ready in the morning, most people till they roll out anyway, 1 o'clock, you say, I'll come home after mincha, and no problem. You can have the rest of the day with your family, no issue. That's Torah. Avodah. There's something called Avodas Tefila. Avodas Tefila Balev. It's very important to. It says in Mishabura, B'shas Tchak Mokam Oinis Chatzois. No one hears Oinis. I've seen the Minyanim go till Chatzois. That's surely, it's a Bazoin. Ruben wants to tie it to Chil Hashem, how these places, the Shtubla, go till that late. He says if you wake up that late, you stop in your own house. Maisa Avoida, and I have a rule in my house. All my kids, you want to do whatever you want. That before is also. But that rule in my house, you know, we gotta wake up and daven this morning. We gotta wake up and daven this morning. I like to do whatever you want all day. We gotta daven. You have all day to sleep, all day to do whatever you want. I tell them, not Mongar Rum, it's okay, the Goyin sheep. The Goyin's man is the Seder. The whole pocket is the Goyin under your blanket and Tefila is man. But actually, Avoida is very important. If you go places and your wife sees you waking up late, or your in-laws see you, or your outlaws see you waking up late, it makes ashpa. It means that they look down upon it, and they don't understand that you work very hard during this month. What they see is only when they see usually men as manim. So it's very important to show that, and also to live that. The Geta Avoido, by the Kahanim, the head, the Chitzonius, the Begodim, the Shmonim Begodim, the Arba Begodim, it's very important the Geta Avoido to present Bnei Torah correctly. I mean, when people go to Chutz La'aretz, they think whole man black and white. Chutz La'aretz, people dress differently. I'm anyway going to go play. I'm going to these places that they vacation. Let me dress a certain style. only thing that the people there see is that they try to dress that way. And it makes us fall upon them. You have responsibility to represent Torah, whether you like it or not. The Gemara in Yuma says that someone who's a Talmud Chacham, there's something that's halachli mutter, but you do it. And they say, how can you go do it? Like borrowing a credit? You're even the Issa Dereis and Chilah Hashem, which even the Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. Says the Chidah, Rosh Tumach Hosmik Dan and Shuva, let's say, I'm not a good author, I'm not a Talmud Chacham, but they think you are. You are presenting that? You're nichol negedah of that tzaddik, of that rova, you're nichol in that level of that. It's you, achrayish, you're nichol negedah of Chilah Hashem. It's not what you are. It's what they think you are, whether you like it or not. You represent Yeshiva Smir. Those of you who is very mocked, you tell people to go to America, you tell them a couple of things. One thing, he says, you dress at Bnei Torah. You want to go play in shorts? He says, walk to the gym over there in regular clothing and change. He used to tell people, walk with a sefer. I mean, with Shamash with a sefer. So it looks like it's two of a Bnei Torah. Worst comes to worst, you might actually use a sefer, learn from it. So I used to work with the Mishnah Berurah, Chelekei, the Tzuk of Agol, Elf of Pesach. You might use it, might not, but it's true. Also, he said, when you walk around the sefer, there's certain things you will not do with the sefer. It's a good siyog over here. You won't do certain things. You have a safe in your hand. You won't do it. But it's very important that the idea of avodah, it's a chitzonis, people see that, they represent that, the idea of tefillah over here. And one other thing to get to avodah is very important. The aloch and simon reish mem. The other one in the Yoredeya. About keep it over eight. Also said over there about your in-laws. It's very important to, it's very hard when it's manim, they're always around. Mine are coming to me, you go to them. I've learned, if you don't do chazor and halacha beforehand, it's very hard to keep it, it's hard to keep it in general, but you have to be prepared to see al chokh mashtiko, and not to bite the hand that feeds you, any loss you want to use, or any mahalach you want, to be, give them covet, whether it's your parents or your in-laws, the word of shach k'mosha is the kingdom, not to revise them. It's just, it's a practical idea inside the sugya avodah. Negate to the idea of doing chesed. So my wife says I have to stress the idea that chesed starts at home. She tells me very important, that comes first. You have to realize it's not just your ben ezmanim, it's your wife's ben ezmanim, your kids' ben ezmanim, your in-laws' ben ezmanim, your parents' ben ezmanim, and they all expect certain things from you. And my wife tells me, I say over the story over and over, that I was by a chasna birth 2006, 13 years ago, my brother's chasna in Miami, and Shmuel Kamleski is sitting over there, and they're waiting for someone to come, and the guy's not showing up. So I'll go to him, Shmuel, and say, and ask him, Shmuel, with some audacity, what should your wife do for you? What should your wife do for you? Getting married over here, but to get a chasna. So Shmuel answered something, I wasn't clear what he was answering, so I asked him again, what should your wife do for you? This is by the chasna tish, everyone's watching. Father gets upset at me, he grabs my arm and says, you know what John F. Kennedy said? Don't ask what your country can do for you, what you can do for your country. Don't ask what your wife can do for you. Ask what you can do for your wife. Yelling at me. Roy Vam. So.
Are you having a video?
I'm not sure. Maisa, this idea that we have to realize sometimes they do want certain things over here. Is there Ben Ismanim? True, you want to learn, you want to do your things. As they say, they want to go on trips, on horseback riding, they want to go on car rides, Eidl Varechav, Eidl Vasusim, Benachdim Shem Hashem Elokin and Askir. Fine. Each one onto their own. But you have to realize they do have a schus also. The family does let you learn sometimes during this month. They do are a lot for you. And therefore, you have to somehow, with the right hashkofa, if you come with the right mindset before Ben Ismanim, there are certain things you have to deal with. And have to allocate time to each one, your children, your family, your chaverim, your spouse, is easier to deal with it. That means it's very important. The Gedik Milch Chasodim, one is to realize your time is not always your time, and number two is the Midas Shavayim. People will get you angry, people will get you frustrated, and people will do things that you just, what are you thinking? What's going on over here? You just don't understand it. Especially anyone sits and learns has a straight head. And what people do in the world are mind-boggling sometimes. What is the Eitzah? Please tell me. But if you walk in with the idea is, this is who they are, I accept it. There's a Muna, Ashkofa, Kol Biyad Hashem. And of course, the number one idea for these things is Shirag L'Chach Mashtiko. The best idea is just to act calm. The Sefer Erech HaPayim. scum of the club at Skyrim, he writes over there, you want to be calm, safe on cast that my father gave to me, I'm not sure why. But the same Erech HaPayim that I told me go through it, and it's underlined with yellow also over there. So, safe about not getting angry. So he says the best thing to get getting angry, he gets about the whole Sefer, a few hundred pages about cast. Written similar to the Chavetz Chaim style, all the Issa Sage, and Lavim, and the Ruim, and all the practical ideas over here. So the gate to Midas in general, there are two ways to work on any idea of Midah. Whether it's Havo, Kas, take the idea of Kas. The way, if you act calm, sometimes you're fuming upset, but you breathe in, breathe out, to count to 10, act calm, it makes you calm. The concern is already the biggest. Another thing is, that's Bishas Maiso. Not Bishas Maiso, you want to act in the Midah of Kas. You think beforehand, you gain nothing out of it. What's the point? In any ways, Yad Hashem. Any media to work in two ways. One inside the mind, Shloy Bishas Maiso, and one Bishas Maiso acting that way. The same thing again, being happy. Smile. Anyone smiles and acts that way, the Matisse is the enzyme that comes out from your brain, says the biologist, that makes you happy. You hear a funny joke, somebody will tell you an awesome joke, and don't smile, it won't be as funny. Why? The chitzonis, the external, makes that mahalach over here. That's negated to sight happy, sight anger, sight calmness. People affect themselves. Now again, there are two ways to work in every midah. B'shas Maisa, you're working up b'chitzonis. Shloi B'shas Maisa, you're working up on your Musa Seder, if you can have one b'nez manim. Or I'm just preparing you right now with the idea in front of you. So if you walk into the idea of b'nez manim, you have to realize the idea of b'nez manim, again, the words of the Shloi is the Akim and Oilam. There's no such thing as b'nez manim. We always have a chi responsibility to learn Torah. Chol HaPoch is like a balabos, you put in the first Seder. People mashing you. You walk in the idea of Torah, the idea of a Voida, that Zman, Tilo, is very important. Shachus is the most important thing. Mincha Mayer, most people get. Shachus seems to be an interesting concept goes on there, so in America also. The Zman Mishmoy. But Avoid is a Chiv over here. And Nichol to get about Avoid is acting nice to people and showing yourself the Chitzenius over here. And then your Gremel Chesed, whether to your people around you, you have the correct meanings one to another. Then you have a chance to come back with a t-shirt that says, I survived Ben Zman and Tov Shinayin Tesser Pesach. Otherwise, you don't have this Hakura. Realizing the issues you have to deal with and the goals where you have to set up before and get a chavrusa, learn reishimem, prepare the zman for your spouses to do chesed over here, there's no chance. Otherwise, if you prepare yourself, then taka, it's a way to make a ben zmanim that is used correctly to be a stepping stone for the future, a building block for the next man, a way to building your household for the next level there. So then it'll lead from a chad koshi b'sameach into the next man, and tak will be easier and more geshmak, and the Ezrem, the Rosh Hashem, which is taka al Torah, while avoided of Gnulis Chasodim. Faith in the koshi.